Thank you for being so patient.
No problem.
We were very happy that finally we had the chance to talk to you.
Thank you guys for waiting.
How impressive you guys were getting the win. Seems like a long time before we ended up having a win. And what can you tell us?
I can tell you. I think we gave our all tonight. We left it all on the pitch. Obviously, with the way results have been recently, that's been something that's weighing on us. We've been wanting to right the ship, and I think today was a great night. We're coming home again. We knew that today was pivotal. We lost to Forge, we lost to Cavs, and we knew if we lose to Ottawa in terms of not only league table position, but also in terms of confidence going into playoffs, if we lost those games, it's not good for the rhythm, the confidence. So I think I'm honestly over the moon because it was just good performance. Obviously, the red card helps, but I think we did what we had to. We stuck to the game plan. We were patient. Even playing against 10 men is not easy. We beat Pacific 2-0 with 10 men. So I can just say today just feels like the biggest relief. It just feels fantastic.
Having at 16 years old come out with another goal, how proud are you from him? We saw him a couple of times flying all over the air with the guys from Ottawa trying to defend. He gave us the win. How proud are you from him?
Honestly, I feel like a parent because he's so young, and that's the kind of pride I have. But it's crazy because he's doing his school test and math testing and driver's license test a couple months ago, and then he's scoring goals like this that help cement our playoff position and help beat our rivals. So I think with Shola, like, as long as he takes everything in stride, stays humble and keeps working, I just wish the absolute best for him, because to have been a part of his development as a teammate and just to see the progress that he's made, I think those stories are why we love the game, right? We just see somebody come from nowhere just with a dream, and then able to take that dream and to make people believe in his ability and his talent. I think the world of him. So I'm beyond happy that he had another moment today that cements the ability that he has, and long may it continue.
He's like the Mufasa of the team.
Yeah, he is. I want to hold him like this. You know, like, you're the anointed one. So hopefully it keeps going that way, because anything can happen. But I really hope that he's able to do whatever he wants to do with football.
Very happy, I think, you know, to have you here on a day where, you know, like the last night we were up here in the office here, with the singing loss, obviously.
Yeah.
So very glad to have you up here on a, you know, after a win like that. I'm just wondering, as a player, what is the whiplash to go from, you know, one of those tough losses to you know, a victory that you guys have to grind out, sure, but end with the right card, but you know, to carry you guys sort of closer to where Ottawa are, and within a point of them with 2 games to go.
Yeah, I think the key for me is it's a momentum shifter. The last 3 games, in terms of results, they weren't good. I actually thought against Forge away, with the rotated squad, we had no natural defenders in the performance for the first 50, 60 minutes. I actually was proud of the performance there, but the result didn't back that today. So I think today it's just beautiful, because now we're at the final stretch. In 2 games, playoff starts. So you need to win as close as you can to playoffs. So as a group, you feel that confidence. And then to be a direct rival, because as it stands right now, if the season ended, we would have to play 5th, which would be Vancouver, and then we'd have to play Ottawa. So now, having beat them in our last game, of course, football, anything can happen, but it just gives you added belief that the ideas that we have and the belief that we have in ourselves as a group, obviously the result backs that. So I think it's just a momentum shifter, and the goals that we have for the team are still there. They're not going to change regardless of our league position or results or momentum. That's all part of the process. So I think now that we have that win, it helps us correct the ship, and brings back the good momentum. And then it just adds to the belief and the fire for what we want to do in playoffs. Because obviously, congrats to Forge, they won the league, but there's still a title to play for. And nights like this, they motivate us that we can still do it.
And you know, obviously, you know, for yourself, and for the defensive group, obviously, D, mid, center back, you played them all this season. You know, to come come out with a clean sheet like that in a game like this, where I think early on there may be a couple of chances that Ottawa had. I know that the Soldo got an errant arm to the face.
Yeah.
I think you're in the vicinity for that. Just maybe speak to how much a clean sheet, especially in this moment as well, means for you guys, and like you said, for that moment to shift here into the final two games of the season.
It's massive. We conceded before this game, we conceded 5-3, right? So I think when you're leaking in goals, you always feel susceptible. You feel like it's going to be tougher to get a result if you have to keep doing more and more work because you're leaking. So to get back to something that we pride ourselves on, something that we value, is the defensive stability of our organization. It's massive. I think Tomas, the keeper, has been fantastic this year. So when we can reward, because obviously the keepers feel it the most, when we can reward him with a clean sheet, now and Osvaldo were, again, absolute warriors, unbelievable for us today. And then Orlando and Max as part of that back four unit. My favorite thing is you can see sometimes in the game, in defensive plays, they're celebrating it like goals. So I think come playoff time, clean sheets are invaluable because that means you always have a chance to win. In a playoff game, that means at the very least you're going to penalties and you always have a chance. And again, for the ambitions that we've placed on ourselves, clean sheets are just, they're one of the most important parts of the process. So to get back to that, to get back to something that we pride ourselves on, and to do it at home too, like to not have that feeling of you concede and then the heads are down a little bit, like to not feel that at all today, it just feels like we righted some wrongs that we had to. Rom.
Raj, I'm just curious kind of what this last week has been like for you to have guys come back from injuries and suspensions and to regroup, you know, after you've said a really rough few weeks, because, you know, it has been until today it was a full month separating the win. So just how do you guys kind of regroup and then find a way to beat a great team on?
Yeah, I think obviously it helps when you get a lot of good players back. The Forge game, we missed at least 5 or 6 key players. So I think in any team game, especially when you're playing your rivals, you need the full squad available so you can go toe-to-toe. So just to have our guys back from suspension, injury, Niall, Osvaldo, all the rest of the guys that have been out for the last game, I can't name off the top of my head. I feel like we're getting healthy at the right moment, which is the beauty in it. We're getting back to the best version of ourselves that we showed earlier on in the season. That is still within us, but we needed our full group to be able to show that, because obviously when you're playing against the best teams, you need the best resources available. So just to have the quality that we know we have in our group, it just, again, it adds to me, it's all about belief. Not only are the guys quality, but we work hard as a group, and I think even in the bad moments, the work rate never stopped. I think just sometimes key moments went against us, different things happen, and that's just part of the process. But to still be in the fight after going through all the sort of the bad moments that happened, to now be getting healthier and to now be attacking the playoffs at what feels like full strength, it's just two words: momentum and belief. I think those are the key for me.
And then in terms of today, it kind of seemed like, you know, right up to the leading up to the goal, being up a man, but just not being able to convert one of the chances. You guys were Soon Benanti really trying to like push towards the net, and you know, was there anyone just trying to say like, you know, like stay calm, like we're still in this?
Definitely, I think that was the message at halftime. We knew that no matter what, Ottawa going down to 10 men, they were going to make it as difficult a game as possible and just try and hit us on the transition. So our watchword and our keyword was patience. We had a game plan that we knew if we stuck to it, with the quality that we have and the man advantage, more often than not, it should lead to a good result. So we just had to be patient, because also it was still a back five and a three, which means that to try and break down that in front of the goal, it's like putting up a wall, or the famous saying, parking the bus. And within that, sometimes you need patience and you need to just keep the ball moving, keep taking and wait for the opportunity, and then punish when it happened. And I think we did that. But these sort of games for me, I think they grow you in terms of the experience you gain, being in tough moments like this, going through the losses that we went through. All these sort of moments, I think these are the experiences that you learn from and you grow from. And then now when you're tested in a playoff game, hopefully we're able to take in the experiences that we learned from here, whether that's as a man up, we've been a man down in situations, we've beat good teams, we've lost to good teams. But I just, yeah, now that we're really entering the fight and we're back to being able to compete for something that we want, the prize that we want, this is all just experience, and we can learn from it and use it to hopefully get what we want out of it.
Nice
pleasure. No.
Okay, very quick, guys.
Just that it's a very short week for you guys. You're playing Thursday. Is there anything that you do different that you don't have as much time, like to learn new tricks or anything? You just rely on the coach to, you know, cut off some of the things and just bring in more players, and you trust him?
Yeah, I think at this point of the season, we've had 24 weeks to work on what our identity as a team and our principles. Before the game today, we had a video where they showed our identity as a team. And I think even in short weeks, especially because in playoffs, we don't even know the schedule yet. We could be playing every 4 days, every 5 days. I think it's important that now at this point in the season, we've cemented our identity. So even if we have less time to prepare, we know what we look like at our best, and we know the things that we bring to a team. There may be individual tweaks here and there, but we've also faced every opposition that we're going to play, so we know what they're able to bring, and we know what we do well. So the tweaks are minor. So even with the less time to prepare, it's okay. We're used to it, and now with a strong identity, it's easier to adapt.
Okay. Thank you.
No problem.
Jacob, maybe. Come on.
Yes. You said that players are coming back healthy. As noticed, Dennis Saranovic came back in for to sub in. How you feel of getting now Dennis Saranovic to play for York United now?
I think it's just lovely. Dennis is a wonderful player, and I think early in the season he had 2 goals in like 5 games and maybe like 300 minutes. So we lost him for a long period of time, but he's experienced and he has qualities. So I think now bringing him back into the group, he's worked his nuts off to get back into a shape where he can play and contribute. And I love that he got his time back on the pitch today, because in playoffs we're going to need everybody, but especially our quality attackers, and Dennis is one of those. So to welcome him back into the group is just, it makes us more dangerous, which helps us.
Okay, well, man, you're done.
Okay.
Thank you. Recording stopped.
Appreciate you all.
Thank you,
Elijah. Okay, no problem.
How you guys going?
Okay.